Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning to you. We have 57 degrees at our station on this good-looking Tuesday morning. I'm Bob Flott. We're back live and local in the studio this morning. Well, on our program this morning, we have with us Kate Rogers. Kate is the zoo manager for Alameda Park Zoo. And also we have Sarah Moody. Sarah is the educational coordinator. Had to read my own writing, Sarah, for the zoo. And we also have in our community studio this morning, we have Mouse. Mouse is one of the new additions to the Alamogordo Zoo, Alameda Park Zoo. And Mars is a kangaroo. Mouse is a kangaroo. So I don't think Mouse will be talking to us this morning, but we know that Sarah will be for sure talking about that. And also Kate. Kate, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine this morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. I think this is your first time on radio with me.
It is.
It is, right. Very good. Good to have you this morning. Also, Sarah Moody, your first time with me this morning.
Good morning.
Yep, good morning. Good to have you here this morning. You know, before we go any further, I think I want either one of you ladies to tell us about Mouse the kangaroo. When was Mouse born?
So Mouse is about 7 months old. She's an orphaned red kangaroo, Joey. She's under our care. We've been providing round-the-clock attention as she adjusts to life without her mother. She is about 7 months old.
Can we take her out of what you're carrying her in so Mike can get a good picture of her? Can you take her out of there? If it's not too much of work, we're going to get a picture of this.
So we've taken Mouse around to visit area schools in the county.
Right.
We're kind of debunking the misconceptions about kangaroo and their boxing. So everybody always thinks kangaroos are boxers, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they really aren't aggressive at all. This boxing that they do is more due to their social structures. They use it for communication.
Now, when you say boxing, does that mean they... tell me what they do.
So male kangaroos, when they're trying to resolve conflicts between other kangaroos in areas,
right,
will do... They're short front paws, and they'll kind of hold each other down and kick with their feet and lift up on their tail. And so this is what most people see about kangaroos, so that's what they know. And so we've been going into the schools and getting everyone to meet Mouse and learning more about what kangaroos and marsupials are. A lot of people don't understand that marsupials are mammals, but they develop just a little bit different. When they're born prematurely, about the size of a jelly bean, only able to crawl up into their mother's pouch and attach to a nipple, and then they continue developing in that pouch.
There, wait a minute. Almost the size of a jelly bean?
Yes.
Like part of my thumb?
Mm-hmm.
So they're born prematurely?
Yes.
How many months prematurely?
Well, so they're marsupials, so that's kind of the way that they are. All marsupials are born. And so she's 7 months now, but she's just at the point where she's starting to exit and enter the pouch. So if she was still with her mother, she would be leaving the pouch for periods of time, then going back in. She still spends at least probably 20 hours a day in the pouch.
Right.
And she's out for about 4 hours a day.
So that's why you have her in this pouch you brought in this morning.
Exactly.
Okay, now I see the reason for it. Right. So how many kangaroos do we have at Alameda Park Zoo?
So we have 4 adult kangaroos. We have 2 females and 2 males.
Uh-huh.
And then she will be our 5th.
Right. Now, when it comes to the birth of a baby kangaroo, what's the gestation period?
It's only 33 days.
Really?
Yes. That's why I say they're kind of born prematurely, because they only develop inside their mother for a month, and then they develop the rest in the pouch. And
when was the last time we had a baby kangaroo born at Alameda Park Zoo? Any ideas, ladies?
It's been about 3 years now.
About 3 years, okay. Wow, history right there and everything. Okay, well, let's talk about Alameda Park Zoo. What other kind of animals do we have there? I mean, we're doing the program this morning on Earth Day, but let's give our listeners an idea of what we have at Alameda Park Zoo. Who wants to take care of that, Sarah?
Well, we have just about everything you could want, from birds to reptiles to mammals. We have aquatic species. One of my favorites is the raccoons. So we've got raccoons, and maybe you see raccoons everywhere, but it's also a unique thing to actually see in a zoo.
Now with the raccoons, I think that if I can recall what I read a long time ago, they're probably one of the cleanest animals when it comes to eating their food that we have. So do you have a pond there for the raccoons, or tell me what you do when it comes to that?
For all the animals, we provide what we call enrichment, and that helps stimulate natural behaviors. So what you're talking about is, we provide a pool and different kinds of food so that they can do that natural behavior of washing their food. What they're really doing, raccoons have lots of sensory on their hands, and so when they're washing their food, they're really using the water to help feel the food and feel where it's at and find it, more than what we see as humans, they're washing their food, but they're really using their sensories to find out how they're going to open it and what kind of food it is.
Very good. That's very interesting. Did not know that. Well, what other animals do we have at the zoo? Let's just give a good quick recap.
We've got the tapirs are pretty cool. We've got some tapirs. We've got five different kinds of monkeys?
Mm-hmm.
So those are really fun to watch, because you can see the differences in different sizes and the different social behaviors of species, of the different species of monkeys. We have a whole lot of birds. We have everything from ducks in the duck pond, which are our favorite, to the pigeons in the duck pond. And we have a raven that I work with. His name's Odin. He's about 2 years old. He's probably one of my favorites, too.
A raven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that some of the ravens we see around the community?
Yes, it's the same kind of common raven.
What is their wingspan?
I'm not sure exactly. The ravens and the crows are similar to each other,
right?
But a raven's going to be a little bit bigger, and they have like a more square tail rather than a tapered tail and a triangle.
So with the different kinds of animals we have, and birds and everything else at the zoo, as we get ready for the Alameda Park Zoo Earth Day coming up on Saturday the 20th, what concerns do we have with people bringing animals in that might affect the zoo life there? Is there a concern for that?
There is.
I mean, people bring in dogs and things like that.
Right. And due to there's some bird flu issues going on, we've really had to ask people, if they're not a service dog or a service mini horse.
Right.
We really ask people not to bring their pets, just because it could easily spread. Your animal would be totally healthy, but there may be something that they have that can spread to one of our exotic species that may affect them in a negative way.
But they can bring in service pets, service animals.
Yeah.
Is there a restriction on the service animal?
We do ask not bringing them in the aviary, just because of the loose birds.
Right. Gotcha. All right.
For the most part, as long as they're service dogs or a service mini horse, per the ADA guidelines, then it's okay.
Now you said, Sarah, and also Kate, that you take mouse, around schools to demonstrate this brand new piece of life to the students and everything else. Are you going to have a special program like on Earth Day for the schools? I think Earth Day is, what did I write down? I think April 22nd, Monday, April 22nd.
Yes.
The actual Earth Day. What are you doing on that day?
So we're partnering with schools all through the county. We have students raising caterpillars into butterflies. This is to help them explore insects' metamorphism and understand the vital role of insects play in the ecosystem.
So will they have a butterfly release on April 20th?
So we're going to have one both on April 20th and on the 22nd. Okay. We have students coming on both of them. So on April 20th at noon during the Earth Day celebration, we will be releasing the butterflies that were raised all over Otero County by the students. So pretty excited about that.
Yeah. And the students are already in the process of growing the butterflies?
Yes. So last week I went to a lot of the schools and delivered the butterflies, and Mouse came with me. And we're going to be picking them up next week, and we are going to try to hit even more schools in that process.
Very good. How many butterflies might be released? Because that's one of the big events for Earth Day.
Yes.
For me it is, at least. How many butterflies might be released?
Well, we're raising over 300 butterflies, so there should be a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of butterflies are being released?
The painted lady butterflies.
Okay. Very good. Mm-hmm. And the kids have been watching those grow right now at their school.
They are. Yes. Yeah. It's such a great project because you can really see what insects go through in their life cycles, and at the end you get to see the beautiful butterfly.
Right. So Earth Day is coming up for the community on Saturday, April the 20th, and everything else. What time, Kate?
It's from 9 to 1, or 9 to 2.
9 to 2.
9 to 2, okay, getting in. We'll be there to set up before that in the morning. Is there going to be a charge for Earth Day?
No, the event will be free.
So it's free to get into Earth Day, which means it's free to get into the Alameda Park Zoo.
Yes.
Not a bad deal.
No.
Not a bad deal. What else is going on for Earth Day?
So we have a lot of local conservation groups putting on booths. White Sands is going to have a booth about their moths. The New Mexico Fish and Game will be there. We're celebrating Smokey Bear's 80th birthday. We are going to have a native and adaptive plant sale, so you can come buy some plants for spring. We'll also have some Desert Willow Wildlife Rehab should bring some of their education animals. And Prehistoric Companions is another group that does shows at the Alameda Park Zoo, reptile shows. They'll have some animals out there, too. The Space Museum's going to have a booth out there, too. And we also have the Division of Resource Management and Protection from the Mescalero Apache Tribe. They're going to be out there.
Good. So, and of course, along with that, what about the food vendors?
We're having some food vendors. I'm not really sure who's going to be there or not yet on that end, but all those plans are going on right now.
Going on right now, but there will be food available.
Yes.
From 9 o'clock in the morning until 2 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Right. What else is going on with that?
Well, overall, what we want to do is have people walk away learning a new way that they can help with conservation.
Right.
Learning about conservation that's happening right here in our county and how we can take part in it. Even if it's just the small things such as making sure our trash is bagged, making sure we try to buy sustainable products, conserving water in the area, or just planting and caring for a tree, just something new.
So Earth Day is a fun activity for families and everything else, but yet it's an educational opportunity.
Yes.
A lot of good things going on that particular day.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, is there going to be any entertainment?
We're going to have a stage with some music, but in general, it's going to be the education aspect of learning about local conservation in the area.
Right. How many, I know normally for Earth Day, we have the garden folks from Alamogordo there, mm-hmm. and things like that. Is that going to be part of it?
Yes, definitely, yeah.
About how many different displays will we have then?
So far, I have about 30 booths signed up.
Oh, very good. 30 booths, good deal. Yeah. And there'll be things to buy there as well.
There will be some vendors selling things, but mainly we're trying to focus on just the education aspect of what's going on in the area.
So you're really going to have a couple of Earth Days, it seems like. Mm-hmm. One, you know, on the actual Earth Day, the 22nd, mainly for the kids and everything. And then on the 20th, the Saturday before that, for the whole community.
Yes.
Yeah. What is going to be the fun aspect? I'm going to go to Kate with this. Kate, I know I always have a great time there. Get to talk to a lot of the vendors and walk around and talk about the butterfly release and be there for that and everything. But what other kinds of activities, Kate and Rosera, might be going on?
So like I said, it's mainly going to be the schools with the butterfly release and then the different presentations with the education booths.
Right.
And then our food vendors, they are going to be set up in the parking lot between the chamber and the zoo education office.
Right. So that will be the south side or the north side?
North side.
Yeah. All right, very good. And I think we're going to be set up someplace in that area, too. Is that correct?
Sure.
I guess we'll get over there and go forward where we're going to be.
Yeah.
Right, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm working on that right now, figuring out where everyone's going to be.
All right. Now, when it comes to the zoo life there, we've already talked about don't bring any of your favorite pets in unless it's a service animal and everything. Service animals today seems like can be almost anything. Are there any restrictions on service animals?
Mainly, we only allow service dogs and
gotcha.
Service mini horses.
Service what?
Mini horses. Yeah. What you got to think of when you're going to the zoo is you're entering these animals' homes. This
right.
is their home. This is where they live. You're the guest. So you wouldn't bring certain pets to other people's homes that were allergic to them. And so you just want, when you're at the zoo, respecting the animals and that's their home.
Yeah. I think it gets down to what I would call maybe common sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if they have any questions about a service pet they're going to bring or something, they probably ought to call Alameda Park Zoo first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who would they call?
They would call the gift shop.
The gift shop?
Yeah.
Right. And what's that number, Kate?
575-439-4290.
4290. Okay, very good. Ladies, anything else that you want to talk about regarding Earth Day coming up Saturday, April the 20th?
I hope everyone comes out and come visit the zoo and see everything that's going on and all the things that we're working on. We have a whole bunch of projects going on at the zoo right now, too.
You have that. Thanks for mentioning that. Don't want to interrupt you, but you have that big construction project going on right now. Tell me what that's all about.
So that is the second half of the ICIP money that we received from the state to start redoing our entire perimeter fence. And they've already completed the actual Wolf Night House. So now they're going to finish the rest of their exhibit on both ends so that way we can move the wolves back in. And that's just the start of the other ICIP funding that we've received.
And how much funding did we have for those projects?
So
roughly.
With all the projects that we've received so far, it's probably close to $2 million in the last 3 years of what we received from the ICIP funds.
And that's all from state funding?
Yes.
Very good. Good deal. All right. What else?
So what they're doing is we're hoping the wolves should be back by the middle of May. And then once we've got the wolves back, they're going to take down the perimeter fence from the education center to the chamber. That's going to be a new block fence. And then they're going to jump to the duck pond, and they're going to redo some drains for us. They're going to redo the perimeter fence, and then we've got some netting coming in to redo for some flighted birds on that end of the zoo as well.
So good things are happening at the Alameda Park Zoo.
Yes.
And continue to happen.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yep, big thing once again coming up, Earth Day Saturday, April the 20th, 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Getting into the Earth Day is free, which means you get into Alameda Park Zoo free as well and have yourself a fun time there. Kate, anything else this morning?
I think that's our biggest project right now is Earth Day.
Very good. How about you, Sonoma?
Come out and see us on Earth Day, and you might even get to see Mouse.
Right. Get to see Mouse. Mouse is right here in that pouch right now. Is that a special pouch?
No, that's just a pillowcase.
Yeah. It's a pillowcase. All right. Get it out. And Mouse looks very happy.
Yes, she's a very happy kangaroo.
Very good. All right, ladies. Thank you very much for being here this morning. We appreciate it.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.